free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, June the 20th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the reparations trials that began in Congress. We had some great comments from a black writer at Quillet, I think is the way you pronounce that journal. It's kind of interesting. They're not really a conservative journal. I mean, they were talking about how Marvel's Avengers Endgame, one of the current articles there, says Marvel's Avengers Endgame is really hiding a conservative agenda. Yes, it is reactionary because, you know, they wanted to go back and make the Avengers great again. MAGA. You know, half of them or more were killed in the first one. So they wanted to go back in history, undo all the stuff that happened. So they're obviously reactionary conservatives there at Disney. I mean, you see a headline like that telling us that Hollywood has actually got a hidden conservative agenda. This is not a conservative publication, but this guy who testified has got his head on straight, and he called it like it was. We also have a great clip from Burgess Owens. And then we have the back and forth between Cory Booker and Joe Biden, which I think indicates where we really are. We're really at a fourth turning where there is no working with anybody that you don't like. If you disagree with them on some issue, it's full-on war. That's what's going on with the Cory Booker generation. You know, Joe Biden, you know, he's talking about how, yeah, we had these rabid racists that I actually worked with. You know, if I could get something done, if we agreed on some issue, we could get something done there. Yeah, we didn't like each other. They were SOBs, but we could work with that and get along. And yeah, I say that all the time about people that are absolutely reprehensible on the Democrat side. I might agree with them on one issue, but I will compliment them if they come out and talk about that one issue. You know, you got Ron Wyden who talked about the surveillance of American people. I don't agree with him on anything else, nothing else. And you have Blumenthal who talked about health issues, the 5G. Look, Blumenthal is absolutely reprehensible in every other respect. I would be as opposed to him on most issues as Cory Booker would be opposed to some Jim Crow white supremacist. But I would work with Blumenthal if I could, if I was there, I would work with him to stop 5G. But that's not this generation. It is full on war. And that's why, as I said before, we are at a fourth turning. There isn't going to be any compromise. You're either with us or against us. Totally. We're not going to listen to you speak. We're not going to have any discussion. We're not going to have any debate. We're going to divide, and then we will conquer you. That's the attitude of Booker and his generation. Hey, Biden is out of step. He doesn't realize. He's of the previous generation. Not that I support Biden. But it just highlights the intolerance of these people. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And her lack of concentration. She just uses words differently, as one of her defenders here from Texas said. Yeah, she uses words differently. She uses numbers differently. She uses history and politics and science and all of these different things. She uses all that stuff differently than any educated or rational person. As I tweeted out this morning, take your pick. She's either Ocasio-Cortez or Alexandria and Wonderland's gone down the rabbit hole. Either way, she's totally crazy, but they love her. They dearly love her. They don't care. We'll be talking about that. We also have a terrorism planning event by a Syrian refugee, a young dreamer, was going to blow up a church. And I can guarantee you that if he had succeeded, it was a black church, a black Christian church. If he had succeeded, they would have put it down to white terrorism. Fortunately, he didn't. We'll have details on that coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, June the 20th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the reparations trials, or should I say recriminations. Democrats are trying to create tribal warfare. And quite frankly, they want a very messy divorce between white people and black people. And anybody that's seen a divorce trial develop with your friends, pretty much everybody knows many people have been divorced today. You know how people who used to be the two closest people on earth, once they start going through a divorce proceedings, you notice how nasty things get? Well, you know, that's what they want to have happen here in the United States. Because for these people who are pushing it in Congress, they don't care if they burn down America. You know, just like the angry litigants in a divorce will basically burn down their own family, burn down their own fortune, trying to get even with the other side. And that's what they want to create here. They want to create a great American divorce. Well, fortunately, we have some rational people that were allowed to speak at the hearing yesterday, even though they had to call for calm many times when a rational young man pointed out what was happening with it, a black man. And also Burgess Owens made some great statements about what has happened to the black community, what is really needed in the black community. A spirit of entrepreneurism, Christian ethics. He said all of this stuff has been lost as the black leadership betrayed them after the civil rights movement and became elitists. They figured that they could make a lot of money running this scam. That's basically what the Democrats have always done. And so Burgess Owens really did a great job, former football player, calling out what's going on with that. Before we get into that, however, I want to talk about this near terrorist attack on a Christian church in Pittsburgh. This is a 21-year-old Pittsburgh resident. Actually, he's a Syrian refugee, a dreamer, a dreamer. How could it possibly go on? This is a young dreamer come to America. This is the dream of the Democrat Party. They want more people like this. Couldn't possibly happen this way. And let me tell you, if he'd gotten away with this, bombing a black Christian church, it would have been blamed on white extremists. This guy's 21 years old. He came here in August of 2016 during the Obama administration, an 18-year-old dreamer. He just graduated from high school, they said, at the age of 21. They charged him with one count of attempting to provide material support and resource to ISIS. Two counts of distributing information relating to an explosive, destructive device, or weapon of mass destruction in relation to a plan to attack a church, reports the local news there, WTAE.com. They said he planned to bomb the Legacy International Worship Center using a weapon of mass destruction. The FBI said that he thought he was plotting online and in person. He met multiple times with FBI agents to work out the details. He thought he was meeting with fellow ISIS sympathizers, working with him online. They were actually undercover agents for the FBI. I'm grateful nothing happened, said the pastor. And I'm grateful that we are able to show that God covered us, protected us, that people are still alive, that people are able to hug their children and loved ones. And he recently bought a number of items that could be used for making a bomb. He was seen on Sunday and Monday buying 6 boxes of nails to be used as shrapnel, explosives that he wanted to hide in a backpack and detonate by remote control would have likely killed many people in the surrounding Northside neighborhood, said officials, even if the church was empty. They said he also wanted to hide a second bomb, timed to go off, just as Pittsburgh police and first responders arrived at the scene. They also said that he was intending to leave an ISIS flag to claim credit, and he would accompany it with a sign saying, "We've arrived. We've arrived." Well, it's good news that that was shut down. But let's talk about the other ways that our policies are being used to set up a civil war against us. Get ready with a clip of Quillet. That would be the video number one. I want to play some of this. It's a very long testimony, so we won't play the entire amount, but it is very good. This is a writer for a website called Quillet, Coleman Hughes. And I went to the website. I wasn't really familiar with it. And one of the trending articles there at the top, recent article, the conservative manifesto buried in the Avengers Endgame. And I thought, what? This is not a conservative site. I went to read the article, and basically the rationale, as I said at the top of the hour, was, well, okay, these, look at this. They obviously are conservatives because they want to go back in time when everything was great. You know, before half the world, half the universe's population was wiped out. Those conservatives. You know, most of them Avengers, more than half of the Avengers wiped out as well. So they want to go back in time. They want to make the Avengers great again, MAGA. So obviously, they're conservatives. Now, that's the kind of movies that Disney makes nowadays, right? Conservative films. And so clearly, this is not a conservative site. But I want you to hear what one of their writers, Coleman Hughes, had to say. As they had to call multiple times, the chairman had to tell the audience to chill, let him talk, because they don't like to let people talk, especially when they're making so much sense, as Coleman Hughes. Here he is.
With slave labor, and because of the work of Representatives Jesse Jackson Jr. and Zach Womp, the new visitor center is named Emancipation Hall in that recognition. Mr. Coleman Hughes is a columnist for Quillette, and has worked as a freelance opinion writer since January 2018. He's had pieces published in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the National Review, the City Journal, and the Spectator. He's studying philosophy at Columbia University, and we appreciate your attendance, and you're recognized for 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman Cohen, Ranking Member Johnson, and members of the committee. It's an honor to testify on a topic as important as this one. Nothing I'm about to say is meant to minimize the horror and brutality of slavery and Jim Crow. Racism is a bloody stain on this country's history, and I consider our failure to pay reparations directly to freed slaves after the Civil War to be one of the greatest injustices ever perpetrated by the U.S. government. But I worry that our desire to fix the past compromises our ability to fix the present. Think about what we're doing today. We're spending our time debating a bill that mentions slavery 25 times, but incarceration only once, in an era with no black slaves, but nearly a million black prisoners. A bill that doesn't mention homicide once, at a time when the Center for Disease Control reports homicide as the number one cause of death for young black men. I'm not saying that acknowledging history doesn't matter. It does. I'm saying there's a difference between acknowledging history and allowing history to distract us from the problems we face today.
Hold it right there. He nailed it right there. You want to use history so that you don't confront the problems that we face today, so that you don't do anything about what we face today. It's one of the reasons why you have Van Jones and others applauding President Trump because of criminal justice reform. It was just a first step. That's what they called it, first step. But at least it was something. It was something that was never done by Obama. It was something that was never done by any Republicans or Democrats. It wasn't done by Bill Clinton. As a matter of fact, Biden put that yoke, and Hillary and the Clintons put that kind of yoke on the black community, locking them up in massive numbers, primarily for possession and use of marijuana. I mean, go back and think about at least the alcohol prohibition was done legally. And it wasn't a UN agenda. There wasn't any UN back then. It grew up organically. They looked at the damage from alcohol and they said, well, I think we need to try to stop that by force. It was a failure, but at least they amended the Constitution. We have the 18th Amendment and the 21st Amendment to make it legal again. So they had respect for the rule of law. They realized when they had a failed experiment, but they never went after the end users, not like they did under Reagan and on after that. They didn't start locking, but they were just going after the Al Capones and so forth. They weren't going after the end user. And when they went after the end user and they put mandatory minimums on it as well, that's when they started locking people up. You could do some things to fix what's going on right now, but instead they don't want to do that. They want to manufacture a problem. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You just heard some quotes. We're going to hear a little bit more from writer Coleman Hughes, who testified about slavery reparations on Congress yesterday, House Judiciary Committee Subcommittee, on the committee to hear more about reparations. And again, this is about recriminations, it's about tribal warfare, and he basically called it like it is. He said, look, I'm not going to downplay, try to minimize the horror, the brutality, the slavery of slavery and Jim Crow. But he said you should have paid it, should have been paid to the slaves who were freed immediately afterwards. It would have been a good idea. Should have been done. But see, they don't ever see people as individuals. They see people as groups. And they don't want to solve problems. They want problems to fester so they can be used to divide people, to achieve office. They want to be able to exploit dependency. That's what Burgess Owens talked about later on. But let's go back to Coleman Hughes again, talking about this. As he was saying, we don't need another apology. We need safer neighborhoods. We need better schools. We need a less punitive criminal justice system. We need affordable health care. None of these things can be achieved through reparations for slavery. And I would say none of these things are going to be achieved through even Democrat policy, if they even got to that point. That's why they don't want to talk about it. They don't have any solutions for any of those problems. Those are all problems. Those are all legitimate problems. And there are different approaches to take to solve this. I mean, you can try to get everything solved in Washington, but that isn't ever going to happen. You can try to get everything solved by government, but that is never going to happen. You can just have these people take over every single one of these aspects of your life. They can take over your schools. They can take over your health care, but they're not going to make it any better. They're going to make it worse. They don't have solutions. All they do is create problems. And this is the latest problem that they're creating. Reparations. Why? Because it is politically expedient for them. It works for them. And the whole idea, and he said, look, I've voted Democrat all my life. The whole idea that all these problems would be solved by them is exactly what they want you to think. That's why people vote Democrat. But he's starting to see that that isn't the case. Let's go back and play a little bit more from Coleman Hughes, writer for Quillet.
In 2008, the House of Representatives formally apologized for slavery and Jim Crow. In 2009, the Senate did the same. Black people don't need another apology. We need safer neighborhoods and better schools. We need a less punitive criminal justice system. We need affordable health care. And none of these things can be achieved through reparations for slavery. Nearly everyone close to me told me not to testify today. They told me that even though I've only ever voted for Democrats, I'd be perceived as a Republican and therefore hated by half the country. Others told me that by distancing myself from Republicans, I would end up angering the other half of the country. And the sad truth is that they were both right. That's how suspicious we've become of one another. That's how divided we are as a nation. If we were to pay reparations today, we would only divide the country further, making it harder to build the political coalitions required to solve the problems facing black people today.
Which is exactly what
the Democrats want. We would insult many black Americans by putting a price on the suffering of their ancestors. And we would turn the relationship between black Americans and white Americans from a coalition into a transaction, from a union between citizens into a lawsuit between plaintiffs and defendants. What we should do is pay reparations to black Americans who actually grew up under Jim Crow and were directly harmed by second-class citizenship, people like my grandparents. But paying reparations to all descendants of slaves is a mistake. Take me, for example. I was born 3 decades after the end of Jim Crow into a privileged household in the suburbs. I attend an Ivy League school. Yet I'm also descended from slaves who worked on Thomas Jefferson's Monticello plantation. So reparations for slavery would allocate federal resources to me, but not to an American with the wrong ancestry, even if that person is living paycheck to paycheck and working multiple jobs to support a family. You might call that justice. I call it justice for the dead at the price of justice for the living.
Oh, this guy's good.
I understand that reparations are about what people are owed, regardless of how well they're doing. I understand that. But the people who are owed for slavery are no longer here, and we are not entitled to collect on their debts. Reparations, by definition, are only given to victims. So the moment you give me reparations, you've made me into a victim without my consent. Not just that, you've made one-third of Black Americans who poll against reparations into victims without their consent.
Hold it right
and
there.
And Black Americans...
Yeah, well, you know, Democrats don't care about consent, do they? I mean, we've been talking about this almost every day. The attempts by Democrats to remove informed consent, even when it comes to health care, right? When it comes to vaccines. Oh, not going to have any informed consent. I've got an update on that as well. You will not believe what is in this bill in California from Senator Pan. This shill for the pharmaceutical industry out there was sent it by Megan Fox, who I interviewed 2 days ago. Absolutely amazing. They do not care about health care. They don't care about choice. They don't care about consent, and they certainly don't want you informed. And as Coleman Hughes was saying there, he said, how does this work? He goes, yeah, my grandparents suffered some damages under Jim Crow. But he goes, look, I've gone to great schools. I got a great job and everything. You're going to, because I'm descended from people who were slaves or people who suffered under Jim Crow, but I didn't suffer, you're going to take money and give it to me? You're going to take it from somebody who's living paycheck to paycheck? Some poor white person in West Virginia or something? You're going to take it from them? That's where this whole thing blows up. But see, the Democrats don't ever treat anybody as individuals. Everybody to them is just a group. And it becomes so clear cut when you divide people into groups, then you can foment division and hatred and civil war. And that's exactly what these people want. They want another civil war, and they will get it if they do this. As he pointed out, you're going to create a massive lawsuit, a massive divorce lawsuit between people based on their skin color. And it gets even more complicated than he was saying. You don't have clear lines of ancestry for most people, right? Just look at Obama himself. Half black, half white. Yes, I know we forget about the white side, don't we? But he's only half black. So what does he do? Does he pay reparations to himself? What do his kids do? Where do they fall on this? You know, does somebody as privileged as Obama, building a $500 million library to worship himself, this giant monument of self-worship there in Chicago, is he going to get reparations because he's half black? Does he get half of the reparations that other people get? I don't know really how that works. Does he need anything else? I mean, we're paying still paying him a salary even though he's gone as president. That's what we do to all the presidents. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been listening to some statements made by Quillette writer Coleman Hughes. Spot on comments. Talking about how the Democrats are not interested in solving problems. They're not interested in looking at individuals. They want to treat people as groups. They would like to burn down this country with another civil war, with a massive lawsuit, a massive divorce between black people and white people. Burgess Owens had a lot of great comments to heal this, and we're going to play his clip next. But I just want to give you one more quote from Coleman Hughes. I'll read it to you myself because the testimony is actually quite long. He finished up by saying, and this is really what brought out the audience booing him, to the extent that the chairman there, Steve Cohen, had to bang the gavel and say, chill, 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 chill. Not order, order, just chill, chill. He said he was presumptive, but he still has the right to speak. We're hanging on to that right to speak by a thread, by a thread. Most of the people in Congress don't do that. It was put him in an embarrassing situation that he had to actually say he has a right to speak. We don't have rights to speak anymore. We can't have the toleration of a different opinion, especially because what he had to say was so spot on. And I'll just give you this last quote from him that really set them off. He said, the question is not what America owes me by virtue of my ancestry. The question is what all Americans owe each other by virtue of being citizens of the same nation. Eh, kind of paraphrasing JFK, right? And the obligation of citizenship is not transactional. It is not contingent on ancestry. It never expires. It can never be paid off. And for all these reasons, Bill, H.R. 40 is a moral and a political mistake. Exactly right. And that set them off. Now I want to play for you some of the comments from Burgess Owens, a retired NFL player, very effective, I didn't watch sports that much, but boy, I knew Burgess Owens' name. Used to hear it all the time. Well, the background, the football games going on in the background as the rest of the family's watching football games. I could always hear Burgess Owens, Burgess Owens. Many playoffs, many championships. But he deserves it. And he has a lot of great things to say that are unifying, and really exposing how the Democrats are trying to divide us. Here's Burgess Owens.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm going to take a different tack from beginning. We are at this point, this is not about black and white, rich and poor, blue collar, white collar. We're fighting for the heart and soul of our nation. We have a very, very special country that started with the Judeo-Christian values that allowed every single generation to become better than the last. And that has not ended. That has not stopped. Until now. We're telling our kids a little bit something different, that they don't have the opportunities that we had. I'm going to talk about some ideologies. And when I talk about them, when I talk about people, people change. I used to be a Democrat until I did my history and found out the misery that that party brought to my race. So when I talk about these ideologies, ideologies don't change. People do. We are fighting for the heart and soul of our nation against socialism, Marxism, and the evil that it has brought to us in the stealing of our history. Karl Marx said it best. The father of socialism, an atheist, anti-Semite, and a blatant racist. Yeah, we teach his philosophy in our school systems today. He said it. The first battleground is rewriting of our history. You steal our history, you steal our pride in our past, our appreciation for our present, and our vision for our future. And every single urban city in our country is now experiencing that loss. Real quick history, because these are things we're not taught. I'm blessed to be the great-great-grandfather of Silas Burgess. Came here in the belly of a slave ship. Sold in Charleston, South Carolina with his mother to the Burgess plantation. An evil, evil man that drove my great-great-great-grandmother either to leaving her family of kids or committing suicide. I don't know. She disappeared. But South at age of eight, was blessed to be surrounded by men who believed in freedom. Even though they were shackled, they escaped. They went the southern route of the Underground Railroad, facilitated by white and Mexican Americans. And he's made his way out south to Texas. He ended up being a successful entrepreneur, owned 102 acres of land, paid off in 2 years. Started the first black church, the first black elementary school. Pillar of his community, 18 kids, Christian, Republican. His first son was Alpha Omega. Proud American. An example of what happens when any race, any culture is given hope, opportunity, and freedom. It didn't end there, by the way. The history of our black country, of our black Americans, has been stolen from us for decades, almost over a century. Booker T. Washington, 1882, began Tuskegee University. By 1905, it was producing more self-made black millionaires than Harvard, Yale, and Princeton combined. The 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was a black country, black community that led our country in the growth of the middle class, led our country in terms of men committed to marriage, over 70%, now it's 30%, led our country in terms of the commitment to business ownership, 40%, now it's 3.8%. Men matriculated from college, we now have more, a higher percentage of men incarcerated in college. It is, by the way, my degree was biology, and that I learned a long time ago that slavery is not a gene in the DNA helix. It's our actions. It's our attitude. It's our belief. I do not believe in reparation, because what reparation does, it points to a certain race, a certain color, and it points them as evil, and points the other race, my race, as one that is not only becomes racist, but also beggars. I do believe in restitution. Let's point to the party that was part of slavery, KKK, Jim Crow, that has killed over 40% of our black babies, 20 million of them.
Well, that's spot on. Let's hold it right there. He's gone right down the list. Go back to KKK, Jim Crow. Look at abortion. He talks about how it is focused on the black family. Those statistics that he had there, he said back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, 70% of the families, black families, had a father there at the family. Now only 30% do. Why? What happened? Oh, well, you know, we had that war on poverty. We had a massive dependency that was established by the federal government. He's seen how that has worked out. Used to be 40% of them had businesses. 40% were entrepreneurs. Now only 3.8%. In other words, one-tenth. They've cut down the number of black entrepreneurs. They've decimated it. It's actually worse than decimation. I mean, decimation, that came from the fact that you had insubordination in the Roman army. They would just take one out of every 10 guys and just kill them, right? As an example, dude, don't you desert your post? Don't you disobey orders or whatever? We'll just arbitrarily take every 10th person. No, I mean, they've taken 90%. That's nine times worse than decimation, what they've done to the black community when it comes to their own businesses. He said, every black thing, every bad thing that has happened to my race over the years goes right back to the Democratic Party. And he talks about how in other interview that he had yesterday, he said, we used to be very Christian-based. He said, my dad, my granddad, my great-grandfather worked too hard for their history to be forgotten. That's actually what it takes for this socialist, Marxist shadow. And it's all about reparations. That's all it is. It's another socialist way of getting people dependent, angry, and divided. You understand, when we're talking about socialism and Marxism, that is the tactic that they have followed. As I've said many times, in Europe, the division, the creating of grievances was all about creating different economic classes because everybody was essentially the same skin color, same ethnic group. That didn't work here in America. So you had the Marxists like Bill Ayers and others popularize with the Weather Underground white skin privilege. They decided they would divide us along race lines, and that is exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality, affordable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Get into this coming up in the next hour. Cuomo and the New York Democrats are lavishing illegal aliens with driver's licenses. And as I talked about briefly yesterday, we're going to get a little bit more into detail with it today. But the voters in upstate New York, everybody outside of New York City, were outraged about that. And now we have a rebellion brewing with clerks in upstate New York saying, we're not going to issue illegal immigrants driver's licenses. I mean, here in Texas, it's an exercise in Homeland Security compliance to get a driver's license. You're going to have all these different forms of ID cross-referenced. I don't know if it's that way in other states, but I tell you, when I moved here, even 7 years ago, I mean, it was like a full vetting. They came after me more than when I had to get a security clearance working as an engineer just to get a driver's license. But, you know, you're an illegal alien, that's fine. To Cuomo. But not to the clerks who are issuing the driver's licenses in upstate New York. We're going to talk about that coming up. And I want to get back to the comments. One more comment from Burgess Owen. Great statements that he made both in that congressional testimony as well as in interviews afterwards. And then we're going to take a look at an Episcopal bishop that Tucker Carlson talked to. Actually, Tucker Carlson, I think he said in the interview, he said, yeah, I'm Episcopal. I'm part of your, the same area here. He knew how much money they had. and so he goes to that church as well. But it's absolutely amazing what this black Episcopal bishop says. He says, white people need reparations for their soul. This is a bishop that doesn't even know what the gospel is. And this is why this country is going down the tubes. We don't know what our history is. We don't know what the foundations of our country are. We don't know the Judeo-Christian foundations of our country, as Burgess Owens was talking about his great-grandfather, I think it was, or maybe great-great-great-grandfather. Anyway, the one who was a slave, who got out with the Underground Railroad, got to Texas, got land, paid it off in a couple of years, started a church and so forth. That was a key part of his foundation in history. And as he said, is that I could have talked about not just about black history, but I could have talked about white history together with black history. That allowed us to move forward because we always had a great heart, he said in an interview afterwards. He said, we're supposed to imagine the history that the Democrats feed us as if we went from slavery and getting emancipated to the 1960s when the Democrats allowed us to vote finally. And in between, said Burgess Owen, we're supposed to have been a hapless and hopeless race waiting for the oppressive white people to free us. That's not the case. Yeah, freedom is never given. It's always taken. And they deserve credit for taking their freedoms. He said, we're talking about black and white issues, obviously. It's deeper than that. We have a great country because of our Judeo-Christian values, because we have a nation that literally learns to serve, and we see ourselves inside out, not outside in. But they are the enemies against that view. It's the Marxists and the socialists who hate God, who hate our way of life, and the way that they do that is by stealing our history. I want to get into this. Before I do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have an emergency sale right now to help us stay afloat. And we have discounted all of our InfoWars Life products 50% off. Plus, there's free shipping and double the Patriot points for future discounts for future purchases. So that's 50% off all the InfoWars Life products. That's all the vitamins, minerals, health supplements like that. Folks, if you're taking vitamins and minerals, you're not going to find any higher quality supplements anywhere. Things like BioTrue Selenium, for example. We all know that selenium is a very, very important supplement. And having proper amounts of selenium has been, in study after study, an indicator of a declining risk in many, many different types of diseases. But the question is not whether or not selenium is good for you. It's whether or not you've got a good source of it. Our source of selenium, we call it BioTrue, because it is non-GMO. It's an organic selenium. So you're not going to find any better quality, and you're not going to find any better price than right now. 50% off all these products, free shipping, and double Patriot points. We also have the 8-pack power stack, 50% off. That's this right here. It's a power pack that is set up for both AM and PM use. So the inside the packaging here, you'll see which supplements you take in the morning, which ones you take in the evening, because that makes a difference. Some supplements are going to wake you up. You don't want to take them at night. Some you want to take, you know, that are going to help you to go to sleep. So you take those at night. So it's set up that way. It is now 50% off, and you get Ultra 12. Our vitamin B12 supplement, you get one of those for free. All right, don't forget to follow me at Libertarian. We have, you can subscribe on YouTube, share the videos there. It's L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, Libertarian. Not Libertarian, but Libertarian. So subscribe and share on YouTube. You can also follow me, the same handle there on Twitter. Don't forget to retweet. Okay, let's go back to Burgess Owens. And I want to talk about Pete Buttigieg as well. Because, see, the Marxists like Bill Ayers, the Marxists like Pete Buttigieg, really understand what the strength of our country is. The strength of our country is our history, our unity. It is our Christianity, our Judeo-Christian history, as he points out. And that's where they go to destroy it. I just read what Burgess Owens had to say about destroying our history. White and black. Just take a look at what they're doing at the University of Oregon. They want to take down a picture of an American pioneer, not a picture, a statue of an American pioneer. It has to be eradicated. It's too oppressive to have a statue of a pioneer. This is a guy dressed in plain clothes, walking with something slung over his shoulder. They said, this is framing of history from only one culture's perspective. Yeah, it's from the American culture's perspective. This is honoring the people who helped to build America. See, what they want to do is they want to tear America apart by having everybody see themselves as a separate group that has no connection to anything else. And the key thing that you know when they're tearing down a civilization, the final step is to take down the monuments to the people who built that civilization. Just an anonymous pioneer. They can't come back and say, well, that pioneer had slaves. No, the people who set up Oregon didn't have slaves. Oh, well, he was a white man, and there were Indians here first. The Indians didn't build the civilization that we currently live in. The Indians didn't build the civilization that everybody is kicking the borders down to get into. This is a civilization that was built by Indians, by white people, by black people, by all these different Hispanics, everybody. This is the civilization we have. This is a monument to this civilization that everybody wants to be a part of. And so this report by NPR says, well, this is a symbol of the oppression of Native Americans. That is the divide and conquer. So this is the myth that people believe, that this was an uninhabited, uncivilized land. No, we don't believe that. We don't teach that. It's just that we created, there was a civilization here before. We created this civilization. This is a monument to the civilization we created. You want to tear down the monuments to this civilization because you want to tear down this civilization. And you want to tear down and deconstruct the roots of that. And that's what we can see in this report. It came out at the beginning of June when, it's Politico, when Pete Buttigieg ripped America's missionary zeal. No, it's when he ripped Christianity. See, Buttigieg went to Harvard. And just as Burgess Owens was talking about how the black leaders, the elitist black leaders, they rose up to the top and they just started taking care of themselves and they undermined the rest of the black community. Well, here's a guy who never really was in that particular situation. This is a guy lecturing us on American history. His parents weren't Americans. They were Marxists, both his mother and father, proud Marxists, Marxist professors. And he went to Harvard. And he studied under an individual called Sakvan Berkovich, also not an American, also a Marxist, a Canadian, a Jewish Canadian who went to Harvard to lecture everybody to deconstruct Christianity. Where did he get his name, Sakvan? He put together the two names, Sacco and Vanzetti. These are two Italian, they call them anarchists. They were two Italian Marxists. Yeah, they were anarchists. They wanted to destroy society just like Buttigieg and his league do. They were two Italian anarchist Marxists who were executed for murder back in 1927. They are lionized and worshipped by the left just like Che Guevara. And this guy who was the mentor of Buttigieg, as if he needed one, with a Marxist college professor and as a father and a Marxist mother, this guy took their names together, combined them, and called himself Sakvan, because that's his heroes. And he talked about the Puritan origins of the American self, deconstructing Christianity, deconstructing America.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
I'm going to get back into what Buttigieg said in his Harvard papers as he followed the, as I point out, in his thesis. Berkovich's influence is clear, as Buttigieg casts Puritanism as a kind of grand strategy. The problem with America from the very beginning, and even extends it to Vietnam in his imagination. Now, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this other interview with the Episcopal bishop that Tucker Carlson talked to, who wants to push reparations. And basically Tucker says, hey, you got $51 million. Why don't you put your money where your mouth is? To his own bishop. But I want to take a quick break here and talk about what's going on with the illegals in New York State. As I mentioned yesterday, they signed this green light bill, Andrew Cuomo did. It's passed by the New York State legislature. They passed it. It was pretty close, too, as a matter of fact. The Senate, Monday evening, passed it narrowly, 33 to 29. This is not a unanimous bill here. It's pretty close. Cuomo then signed the bill. Even after he asked the state's civil attorney, Solicitor General Barbara Underwood, to look at the bill for any legal witnesses. Well, weaknesses. I'm sure that there are some legal witnesses when you give credentials to illegal aliens, people who have come here illegally, and doing it at the cost of the taxpayer. Cuomo said, you could create a database for the feds to actually track down undocumented people. California passed a law, and they are now in litigation. It's going to take place in the next 180 days. It'll allow illegal aliens to obtain ID cards as soon as December. This will all be in time for the election. And all those motor voter scams that the Democrats have put in every one of the states here. Oh, you got a driver's license? Oh, you can sign up, vote. We won't look too closely at any of this stuff, right? Well, immediately you had voters in upstate New York not very happy about that. Although the business lobby, all the business interests, and the political Democrats are uniting to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens, the voters in upstate New York and in the suburban areas don't like it. You had the Business Council of New York State said they support the plan. They said it is necessary so that you can promote nationwide amnesty for anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. We don't even know. We don't even know. We don't even have a quote for that as to how many of them. They said, we are supporting this bill because it sends a signal to Washington that comprehensive immigration reform is a necessary business issue. And so they just don't have enough workers, right? They need some more that will work at a lower wage base. But as Breitbart pointed out, more than 5 in 10 suburban workers, voters, oppose giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Only 40% support the plan. Between 82 and 84% of Republican and conservative voters oppose it. And they said almost 6 in 10 voters between the ages of 35 and 54-year-olds said that they, too, oppose the plan. Now we have upstate law clerk or county clerks are taking a stand against this. You have clerks that have come out in various counties, Erie, Rensselaer, Niagara, Allegheny counties have all said they won't be handing out the licenses, even though the governor signed this. The Erie County Clerk, Michael Kearns, said he believes the green light bill, which passed, conflicts with federal policy, and he's ready to go to court. He said in the memo of the bill, they talk about the reason why they're passing this bill is to make sure that people who are here illegally can get to and from work. Well, he said it's illegal to hire people in the state of New York or anywhere else that are here illegally. There's an inconsistency there, he said. No, it's consistent. It is consistently a criminal conspiracy. Foreign citizens criminally trespassing, and you have the governor and the business council in New York and the Democrats aiding and abetting that. That's officially a criminal conspiracy. And the people in upstate New York have had it with that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You heard the eloquent statements from Burgess Owens talking about black history, talking about American history, talking about how it was built on the ideas of individualism and self-reliance and tying it into our religious beliefs and so forth. But this is not what the Democrats want. They want us to think as groups, not as individuals. They don't want self-reliance. They want reliance on government to solve all of our problems. And the way that they have to do that is they have to deconstruct, reinterpret, and lie about our history, even to the point of removing monuments now. That's the point at which we are now. Now, Buttigieg, it wasn't that long ago that he was in college. I mean, you know, he's in his 30s. But when he was writing his thesis, when he was studying under Sacvan Berkovich, again, this Canadian Marxist, who himself was a son of utopian socialists, in other words, communists. These are all euphemisms that are used by Politico. Oh, they were utopian socialists, not communists. Oh, Sacco and Vanzetti, they were anarchists, communists. Oh, his mom and dad were Marxists, communists. Let's call it what it is. Yes, I know you call somebody a communist, and it's like Goodwin's Law, okay? Can't say anybody is a fascist or, oh, this is like Nazi Germany. Even when it's like Nazi Germany, you can't do that. Oh, well, it's Goodwin's Law. You lost the argument. Same thing if you call somebody a communist. They are communists. Buttigieg is a communist, born and bred. Born and bred. Just like his mentor at Harvard, Sacvan Berkovich, who, again, constructed a first name as a pseudonym because he wanted to pay homage to Sacco and Vanzetti, the heroes of the left, executed for murder in 1927, the folk heroes of the left, and writing books like The Puritan Origins of the American Self and so forth, imagining and projecting all of their hatred of Christianity onto various actions. But when you look at the thesis of Buttigieg, I think this is very telling. He writes, political actions in America usually require moral, not to say religious, legitimization in order to gain public approval. Why has Buttigieg focused all of his early campaigning trying to project himself as some kind of new moral authority with a new morality? Because, folks, just as they want to take down our history, our culture, the foundations for our country, religious foundations, the LGBT group, as a group, as a philosophy, they want to destroy and replace Christianity. They are the new religion. You must bow down and worship them, and they will not tolerate any other gods before them. And we just had a kid attacked, thrown out of a class because he had the audacity to say that there are two genders, male and female. That cannot be allowed. Yeah. Go to your own house. You can't say that here. Get into the closet, you Christians. No, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to parade around in shame. If they had their way, we would all go back to the Monty Python scene where you see all these monks in a circle, you know, beating themselves on the back. That's what they want to, I guess that's what a shame parade would look like. While they have their pride parade. Well, that isn't going to happen. But it's necessary for Buttigieg to denigrate Christianity and to elevate himself at the same time. Cannot tolerate two systems together. You cannot serve two masters. You'll either serve Christ or LGBT. And the Christians don't understand this yet, as we're going to see in this next interview here, this next clip that we've got with Tucker Carlson. But he goes on to say in his thesis, he projects all of this, confusing the difference really between Puritans and pilgrims, right? The Puritans are people who wanted to purify where they were. The pilgrims are the people who came here. So, all right, we've had enough of this. We're not ever going to fix England. Let's just go somewhere where we can live quietly and peacefully by ourselves. Very different attitude. The left always wants to try to superimpose Puritanism, intolerance into this. Call that intolerance. He says in his thesis, Buttigieg writes, the very founding of America was an act of international intervention. Not just immigration, but a proactive enlightenment of foreign territory, which would recur in later years with America's exportation of its democratic creed. Vietnam, he said, was just like what these Puritans did when they came to America. The Asian villagers are the American Indians or the Chinese living in terra profana to be converted to the forces of light. Oh, that's what the Vietnam War was about. Well, thank you for enlightening me, Pete. Buttigieg. As if that was what the American, come on, give me a break. Give me a break. Everything is projected. He projects his hatred of Christianity and American history. Everything has that projection into it. And so then we go to Tucker Carlson. Do the people who run the churches anymore in America even understand the foundation of the churches here? I want you to hear this clip. Tucker Carlson talking to the Episcopal bishop there in the jurisdiction where Tucker Carlson goes to church as an Episcopal. Here's the back and forth.
What you said about white people needing, all white people needing to support reparations struck me as the antithesis of the Christian understanding of guilt, which is that God judges each person based on his or her choices, not on the choices made by his ancestors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that quote, I definitely was not referring to the eternal significance of people's souls for eternity. That was not my whole statement there. I talked about the souls of black folk and the souls of white folk, which is to say that all of us have a stake in this. You know, Tucker, in my diocese, the Diocese of Maryland, an Episcopal Church, half my diocese is Republican, half Democrat. We are liberal. We are conservative, rural and city and suburban. And here's what we did last month. We all voted to affirm the issue of reparations, to affirm my statement on reparations, and we committed ourselves to doing this, and we did it by coming together once it was properly understood that it's not a check given to all black persons.
But and I wonder once, about that. No, that and I'm aware of that, but let me ask you this. So your diocese has, according to the last audit, about $53 million in assets, and it shrunk. There are far fewer Episcopalians than there were a generation ago, as you well know, and I know as one of them. So why not sell some of your properties and put that money toward reparations if the diocese really does support this issue so much? Why not pay for it?
Well, and exactly. This okay, is what we are right there.
Okay. Yeah, here's the deal. You want to pay for reparations? Maybe they don't sing this hymn where in the Episcopalian church, but Jesus paid it all, okay? And it's not just about your eternal issues here. I mean, the core of Christianity is that this affects us here and now. Here and now. Not just in some nebulous, far away afterlife that this guy seems to imagine, right? He had gone to the House Judiciary Committee earlier in the day. He said white people need reparations for their souls so they'll be able to look black people in the eye. Now, what they need are people who are their Christian leaders who have actually looked at the Bible. There's no Jew or Greek. There's no slave or free, male or female. Everybody's unified in Christ. It's in Christ. It's in the cross. These people don't even know the foundation of Christianity. It's centered around Christ. And he doesn't even understand that. This is why you have his diocese shrinking rapidly. This is why Christianity no longer has any effect. I mean, Buttigieg is attacking a dead horse here when he attacks Christianity. You got Christian leaders like this Episcopalian bishop who don't even have a clue. Don't even have a clue. And they wonder why the churches are vanishing. They don't even know what Jesus did. They don't even know what Christ accomplished. They don't understand the healing that is part of that. They are pushing division because of their politics, and they're pushing it in their churches. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
Banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground. All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforce Plus, Supermel Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with covered lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Transgender.
Don't know much about a science book.
Climate change.
Don't know much about the French I took.
Did Alexandria take any French? You don't need to take French, Alexandria. Macron is globalist. They speak English. All they know is that they love AOC. That's all that's needed. You know, the Democrats, they may know about this stuff, but they don't care if she knows about it. As a matter of fact, they probably don't know about it either. They probably don't know anything about history, biology, science, any of that stuff. And yet, they fall all over themselves trying to make excuses for it. As a matter of fact, we have Henry Cuellar here in Texas, Democrat, went on CNN yesterday. And as all of this is erupting with AOC, so upset about the fact that there are concentration camps, she says, at the border. Well, the detention centers, nobody's actually being detained in these things anymore, right? The problem is that they're being let loose. they don't have to come into this country. They voluntarily come into this country. These are foreign citizens criminally trespassing in this country. They should not be stopped, she says. And, of course, they're not being turned back. You know, the problem I have is that President Trump and his administration are putting them on planes and flying them into the United States instead of back to their homes where they came from. But she calls it concentration camps, and they're not concentration camps, and they certainly aren't death camps that she is alluding to. And so Cuellar comes to her defense and says she has a different usage of words than most people. Yes, she uses words differently. She uses numbers differently. She uses science and history differently. She uses biology differently. She's just different. She's just different. Occasional cortex is just different. I'll play a little bit of a clip here for you as she continues to double down on the concentration camp lie. Here she is, AOC.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. And if that doesn't bother you, I want to talk to the people
that are concerned
enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something, and that the fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
Yeah, everything should be free. People are coming here not to get freedom. They're coming here for free stuff. And quite frankly, that's the difference between the Ellis Island experience, where people came here to be free, and what's going on today, where they're coming here to get free stuff. It's the difference between liberty and socialism. It's the difference that is sold to us by the Democrat Party. And she's now doubled down and said, I will never apologize for a concentration camp, even though she made it very clear, you know, she was talking about never again. I mean, so she's hearkening back to the death camps of Nazi Germany. Never again, she says. Well, you didn't notice when Obama was doing it. You don't have a problem when Obama did it. Actually, Obama kept people there for a while. He didn't just release them into the country like we're doing now under the Trump administration. If you want to know where this is going out, going to, we've got even Chuck Todd, as he calls her out on this, he gets attacked by the people on the left because they don't know nothing about history or science books or whatever. They just know they love AOC. And even Chuck Todd on MSNBC is not immune to being criticized for this. He said, fair enough, but Congresswoman, tens of thousands were also brutalized, tortured, starved, ultimately died in concentration camps. If you want to criticize the shameful treatment of our people at the southern border, fine. You'll have plenty of company, but be careful comparing them to Nazi concentration camps, said Todd. They're not at all comparable in the slightest. And when he did that, he was attacked by the left. Well, Chuck Todd, the fact that you slipped in Nazi when I never said that is pretty unfortunate, she wrote. She did say that. Never again, she said. And then you have the people behind her. Rich brains behind AOC curtain will not disclose their finances. And this goes back to the campaign crimes that she and her campaign manager committed getting her elected to Congress. Will they answer for that? The two of them co-founded and operated a PAC, and you can't do that as a candidate. A political action committee is freed from a lot of the rules and regulations that candidates have because they're supposed to maintain separate relations. But they directly operated these things, and they're keeping the people behind it secret. Pay no attention to that. You know, my wife was just telling me yesterday. She said, I'm getting all of these suggestions from Twitter. All these tweets are being resent to me by Twitter and suggested that I follow her and so forth. She didn't follow anybody like AOC. There's absolutely no reason that they would be suggesting that to her. Even if she has got these rich individuals paying for campaign ads, you take a look at what happens to people on social media that criticize AOC. They get shut down for hatred. No matter how many lies she tells, no matter how much anti-Semitism or anti-Christian comments you get from AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, sisterhood of the traveling burkas, it doesn't matter. Nothing ever happens to them. You can't criticize them on social media. You get shut down. And if you want to know where this is going, just take a look at this new Denver city council member, newly elected Denver council member Candy DeBaca, 32. She says that she wants communism. She's open about it. I don't believe our current economic system actually works. Capitalism by design is extractive. Is it? Well, I thought it was the communists that were extractive. In order to generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. Land, labor, or resources. Well, in order for communism to work, something has to be stolen from everybody. And they take everything that you got and then promise that they'll give you everything for free, but they never seem to produce that. They never seem to fulfill that. She said, I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, distribution of those resources. So in other words, you don't get anything. Everything gets taken by the community, and she will run the community, exactly like AOC. I think that's what will serve the community best. I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary. Any means necessary. Communism. That's always been their M.O. That the end, this socialist utopia where everything is in common, that is their end goal, and they will get it by any means necessary. They'll lie. They'll steal. They will commit murder like Sacco and Vanzetti. They will turn a country into a civil war, anything to destroy it. And, of course, we've had a lot of experience with socialism. If Buttigieg wanted to go back, and he and his Harvard professor could go back and look at what happened to the pilgrims who came here, they nearly starved that first Thanksgiving. Why? Because they had everything in common. And after nearly starving, and they, you know, were aided by the Indians to not starve, but after nearly starving, they realized, we're going to set up different plots of land, and if you work, you eat. Now, as a Christian, you can help these other people if they have a problem with their plot, but you work to eat, and then they solve that problem.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and the longer the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Of course, President Trump kicked off his re-election campaign Tuesday night for 2020. And he had a lot of things to say about Hillary Clinton. And the next day, Andrew Gillum, failed Soros candidate for governor in Florida, tweeted her and said, Hillary, you must be exhausted because you've been running through Donald Trump's small mind for a long time. Well, I imagine so, because she's been the one behind this Russiagate nonsense that has been occupying the entire United States, unfortunately, for the last couple of years. So, yeah, it has been going on for quite some time. She's been able to drag this out for quite some time, she and the people around her. She responded and said, I can handle it. I'm blessed with stamina, and thankfully I didn't stay up late last night watching InfoWars. Oh, well, okay. There you go. And we noticed that. I put that out yesterday. Jamie White did. President Trump had said the night before, we went through the greatest witch hunt in political history. The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media, their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. He also talked about the double standard from the FBI, how they exonerated Clinton despite what she did, and also, you know, coming after, I don't know if President Trump talked about the sailor, who he eventually pardoned, but not after sailor went to jail. Excuse me, had to sneeze there. Not until he went to jail, served time in jail. But again, it was important to pardon him because that prison record was an impediment to him living his life. All he did was to take a picture of his barracks there, his bed where he slept. But anything that you take inside a submarine is born classified. Born classified as confidential. That is the lowest level of classification. As I pointed out, I got a job in engineering one summer when I was in college. And, you know, it was a low-level job. All I needed was confidential clearance. All they did was talk to a couple of neighbors. As I said, it was a lot easier than getting a driver's license today here in Texas. Not in New York. New York, you don't even have to be a citizen, according to Cuomo. But, you know, confidential is the lowest level of classification. You don't have to have much of a background check even today for that. But Hillary Clinton's stuff, a lot of it was marked classified that was put on her email server, ClintonEmails.com. Come and get them, China. Come and get them, anybody. And yet, even if it wasn't marked classified, if you're the Secretary of State, and you're talking to other secretaries of state or other leaders of other countries, it is born classified. And she knows that. It was in the rules that she signed a copy of that and so forth. So she violated national security at the very highest level. And they just ignored it. But they went after the sailor who was in a submarine and took a picture of his bunk. He went to jail. Not Hillary. Not Hillary. And so President Trump said, you know, the system is rigged. Just look at how they came after us for 3 years with everything they had versus the free pass that they gave to Hillary Clinton. Well, again, we noticed that, went out yesterday. Other people noticed it. Gateway Pundit even put pictures of Hillary Clinton drinking, said, was she drunk again? As she's trying to troll both President Trump and us. My wife tweeted this out, and then I saw it after she tweeted it out, and I said, you know, I wonder how many nights Hillary has stayed up watching InfoWars. And if you go back to when she said we're losing the information war, that was when she was Secretary of State. That was March the 2nd, 2011. Hillary Clinton talking to the Foreign Policy Priorities Committee. I put this out. We are losing the information war. Oh, she's been following InfoWars for quite some time. Hillary may be one of our biggest followers. Not necessarily a fan. Not a fan, as President Trump would say. Well, we're not a fan of yours either, Hillary. And I take great pride, as I tweeted out, you know, when she wrote her book, What Happened? Yeah, of course, the biggest thing that happened to her was President Trump. But she had a lot of people that she gave credit or blame to for the fact that even though it was her turn, she didn't get into the White House. And I said, so she writes in, you know, What Happened? She mentions InfoWars three times in that. Mentioned it again yesterday. Yeah, we are a big part of what happened to Hillary Clinton. And I tweeted out, I said, you can put that on my tombstone. It's one of my proudest accomplishments that I played a small part in ending her political career. Hillary, you will never, never be president, ever. You're done. You're done. You can put that on her headstone as well. Yeah, InfoWars killed me. Helped to kill me right there. Yeah, we had all those Hillary for prison shirts. And folks, it's time. It's time for that again. As a matter of fact, you got Republicans in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, put together a letter. They've asked the chairman, the Democrat, Elijah Cummings, good luck with this, to examine widespread security protocol breaches at the State Department that stem from her private server, ClintonEmails.com. And a letter to Cummings, that they released on Monday, ranking member Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and Jody Heiss of Georgia requested a hearing to examine the issue. They said, we request a hearing to examine widespread security protocol breaches at the State Department concerning former Secretary Hillary Clinton's private email server. They cited a June 5th, 2019 letter from the State Department to Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. That was also released Monday. It revealed that 15 officials had committed 30 security infractions and violations as a result of communications with Clinton through her private email arrangement. Oh, but see, that's only the State Department employees. Now, the State Department employees, if they communicate to Hillary Clinton and they commit a felony, they could probably go to jail, but not Hillary. Yeah, I guess as Comey would say, it's not in our interest to come after her, right? On June 5th, 2019, the State Department disclosed that it had determined 15 officials had committed a total of 30 security infractions and violations as a result of communications with Secretary Clinton through her private email arrangement, they wrote. The State Department's review remains ongoing. They have signaled the likelihood of further disclosures of personnel and security incidents before the conclusion of its review. Given your previous statements about protecting our national security interests, I hope you, Chairman Elijah Cummings, would agree that the committee should take immediate action on this matter. The wide-ranging fallout from these mishandling instances should not be minimized and obscured. And, no, it shouldn't. As a matter of fact, if you want to know what happened, I don't think that it's any coincidence that during the time she was operating this private server, during the time that the Chinese government had put software on her private unsecured server that sent them a copy of every email she sent and received, that during that time, the Chinese government rounded up every single person in China that was working with the CIA and tortured, jailed, or executed them as an example to other people. She rolled up the entire CIA network in China, all by her little own self right there. Bless her heart. And she doesn't pay any price for that. She burned down the CIA's entire China operation. Who knows what else? You know, Julian Assange is being attacked by this government, by the Trump administration's Department of Justice. Julian Assange did not violate our national security. Hillary Clinton did. Julian Assange did not commit treason. He's not even an American citizen. Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State. And yet it's Julian Assange that they're trying to lock away for life. Hillary Clinton gets a pass. How corrupt is this? Julian Assange didn't do anything that caused the death of people working with the CIA. Hillary Clinton did that. You know, we just had a rich kid Democrat. He pled guilty to five felonies. This is a Bernie Sanders supporter, son of a millionaire San Francisco developer tied to both Nancy Pelosi and Senator Dianne Feinstein. He installed keylogging equipment, this little sneaky Democrat spy, that stole work and personal emails, passwords. He downloaded a massive trove of data from Senate systems and repeatedly used someone else's key to enter the office because he wanted to get dirt on political opponents. Yeah, these criminals who are criminalizing politics, they should be sent to jail like this guy.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function.
In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
She keeps hanging on, as I point out. You know, Hillary Clinton was just said that she didn't stay up to watch the President Trump kicking off his 2020 campaign. She said, I didn't stay up all night watching InfoWars. Well, you know, I wish she would go away, but we want to put her away. Let's maybe we should have a new T-shirt, Hillary for Clinton, Hillary for Prison 2019. I think we need to just update that and reissue that because not only do we have people looking at 30 specific violations committed by 15 different people, as I just pointed out? Is it that way or is it the other way around? Anyways, 30 security breaches conducted by 15 different people underneath Hillary Clinton. But, of course, nothing done by her. You know, she is totally clean. She's wiped her servers with a cloth, wiped herself, and so forth. Now we have a lawsuit from the Coolidge Reagan Foundation against Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and the DNC, saying that they accepted something of value from a foreign national, that would be Christopher Steele, in the form of Kremlin anti-Trump smut fiction. I think it was very valuable for her. I mean, they've been using this now for 2 years, even though we know how fake it was. And, of course, that's where your foreign collusion comes in. It's Brennan's CIA colluding with Britain's intelligence agencies constructing a fake dossier, spinning it around in a circular pattern to the press, then using the press release that they got reprinted from the corporate mainstream media to get a FISA search warrant, so forth. We've talked about this many times. I said the suit's purpose is to persuade a federal judge to order the FEC to vote on whether to open a formal investigation. Yeah, why don't they do something about those election laws violations? I mean, what they came up with against President Trump is nothing but a conspiracy theory. But we have actual criminal conspiracy conducted by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the people around her. Why isn't anything being done about that? Even now, nothing is being done about that. So hopefully something will. There'll be an update for Hillary Clinton, and we'll do more than just talk about the double standard. Maybe they will do something about the double standard. Maybe they'll do something about the border, too. Who knows? We can always hope, right? Folks, if you want to support us, one of the reasons that this is all happening to us, of course, is because, as I said, since 2011, Hillary Clinton realized that they are losing the information war. We saw that from the Pentagon as well. And as the Pentagon was saying back in 2017 in congressional testimony, they said, we are losing the information war. We've got to silence the cannons on social media. That's why they deplatformed InfoWars on social media. That's why they have depersoned Alex Jones. We have the largest corporations the world has ever seen, about four of them, colluding together to shut down an independent alternative media site, InfoWars. That should alarm you, because it's not just us. They have now come after, we 2 months after they came after us, they came after 800 different news outlets. They have used everything in their power. They have withheld banking services from people who merely run news sites in the same way that they've done that against people who are manufacturers or resellers of guns. They are now turning their financial weapons against some Christians that they don't like their viewpoint. You know, they talk about things like marriage being between one man and one woman and two sexes. Oh, that's hate speech. So these people need to not only be deplatformed, but they need to be excluded from any kind of financial devices. And now we've gotten, this is why I spent time on this the beginning of this week, both before and after Facebook came out with their global coin, their cryptocurrency. Because the people who are running this type of depersoning, deplatforming, definancing of everybody, they now want to be the biggest bank in the world, and they're well on their way. They've already got a massive customer base. They're going to incentivize it. You just watch our ads, and we'll give you some of these coins. Now, what do you do with these coins? Well, I've got free coins. I can start to use them and so forth. They're in a very good position here. And they already have established working relationships with a lot of the Davos crowd. $10 million per node. They're only going to have 100 of those. These are going to be the elite core, the Davos. That's what I said yesterday. We ought to just call it the Davos coin. They're pivoting to a new control structure. In the past, energy has been the key thing. We had the petrodollar. As the fraud behind the Federal Reserve, the fact that they had gold reserves were supposed to be tied to gold according to the Constitution. They weren't doing it. They got called on that fraud by friends and enemies alike. People in Europe say, you're just printing money. It's just a fiat currency, even though it's supposed to be tied to the gold standard according to your Constitution. So I said, under Kissinger and Nixon, they said, well, just break that. We've got a new one. We'll call it the petrodollar. It's going to be a fiat currency, but we're going to, by working with Saudi Arabia, we got this agreement, and they're going to do all their oil trades denominated in dollars. And so that will make us, by default, the world's reserve currency. Well, that's an effective way to control people. That's a way to avoid any kind of financial accountability. But they're going to move now, I think, now that this hegemony is being pushed back against by both friends and enemies. You've got banks who are trying to get Blockcoin, but mainly sovereign states, especially China and Russia, working together to break this. And, of course, as they're all working together to stop any kind of petroleum-based energy sources, the handwriting is on the wall. If they're not tired of the dollar, they're tired of the petro. And so they got to move on to something else every 30, 40 years. You know, it's a shell game. It's a con game. And so, you know, the currency of control right now is information about everybody. Who's got the most of that? Well, possibly Facebook or Google. These are the people who are in a position to create an info dollar, which is what I think they're about to do. But it's these corporations, friends of Hillary, who were so intent on shutting us down because we were so effective in shutting her down. We're proud of that. We're proud of your support. You also had a part in that. As I said, I want to put it on my tombstone. We took out Hillary Clinton. We made sure Hillary Clinton didn't become president. But you also did that by supporting us, and we are really grateful for that. And we need your support now because we are fighting the biggest corporations. We're fighting, actually, government censorship as well. The government is working with these corporations. They are the ones behind these technocratic oligarchs out of Silicon Valley. They set them up. I mean, LifeLog, as I pointed out yesterday, somebody tweeted to me. I said, yeah, LifeLog never died. It just transformed into Facebook. You know, DARPA had their LifeLog thing. We got an idea where we'll create the structure and we'll keep track of everything that everybody does for their entire life. We'll keep a log of it. Well, people had a problem with that, just like they had a problem with the Total Information Awareness Program. Oh, well, we won't do that anymore. Yeah, they did. They just renamed it. They buried it. They moved LifeLog to Facebook. They created Facebook the same day that it was launched, the same day that they shut down LifeLog. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a coincidence that they helped Zuckerberg to get his funding. I mean, they could have picked anybody. Just like I said yesterday, when they set up the petrodollar, they could have picked any Arab to set that up. They picked the House of Saud. Why? Because these people would work with them. Why did they, as, you know, there were a lot of different dot-com companies out there. Why did they pick Google? Why did they pick Facebook and so what to help? And they helped them in a number of ways, not just with money, not just with venture capital, but with a number of ways. Why would they aid and assist them? Because they're going to be such reliable allies. And they are allies. And trying to control your speech and trying to control the economy, setting themselves up now as a bank and trying to control the cities. That's where they're going next. And the elections, as I pointed out earlier this week. Microsoft, one of their earliest and longest and most trusted partners, funded by DARPA to count the votes in 2020. It doesn't even matter what the politicians are saying, let alone what they do. If you have the election votes counted by Microsoft and the Pentagon and DARPA, do you have a problem with that? Nobody is even talking about this. The threat that Election Guard and News Guard poses to us. So folks, if you want to try to keep free speech alive, if you want somebody out there talking about the threat to fair and honest elections posed by these big tech companies, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off all the InfoWars Live products and free shipping and double Patriot points right now. So make sure you go there, support us. We also have the 8-pack power stack, 50% off. You get Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula free, along with that 50% off the 8-pack power stack. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it, said Mark Twain. But not anymore. They all want to do something about the weather, even if they don't understand how to predict it. We have, as phys, as in physics, P-H-Y-S, physics.org, or phys.org, Europe's growing climate civil disobedience movement. And I saw this and I thought, are they talking about the yellow vests? Because, you know, that really was a climate civil disobedience movement. These are people who were protesting because the arbitrary mandates of Emmanuel Macron were destroying their lives. Their ability to have a house, the ability to have a job, destroying their ability to provide for their families. And so that really was climate civil disobedience. But they're talking about something else. They're talking about a group of activist students. You know those people who have been institutionalized their entire life and have never lived in the real world? The youthful idiots of the Marxists. School students have held Fridays for Future rallies for months. Now we have protesters of the Extinction Rebellion. This group that has launched in Britain have risked arrest for more confrontational protests. And now they have Europe's EG movement, anti-coal activists. This is metastasized to Germany, and they're going to blockade German lignite mine this week, coal. Well, if they want to protest something, if they want to stop pollution from dirty coal power plants, I would suggest that they go to China or India. Because if you, and this is why even the people who believe all this, these climate change projections, said that the Paris Climate Accord, that, by the way, thank you, President Trump, for getting us out of that, finally shutting it down over the objections of that idiot you appointed as Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Even the people who believe that climate alarmism say it isn't going to do anything to stop global warming because it doesn't do anything to stop the sources of the biggest pollution, and that is China and India. Those people who have the dirtiest power plants were going to be allowed to build more of these dirtiest power plants for another 20, 30 years without any leveling off even. And at that point, they would level it and they would leave it level for a while and then they would start to cut it. But it cut immediately the countries, the developed countries that have clean coal plants. And so it isn't going to do anything to solve it. It is just a redistribution of wealth, which is the whole point. You know, some of these climate change people say, wait a minute, you know, I really believe in climate change, not just in Marxist redistribution of wealth from first world countries to China and India. If you are driving a gasoline internal combustion engine in India, their dirty coal power plants produce so much emission that even if you were to drive an electric vehicle in India, it would be dirtier than any car that got 30 to 35 miles per gallon on average. That's how dirty their coal power plants are. But there are no restrictions on that. No restrictions on what they emit. No restriction on how quickly they can build them. And they are building them very quickly in China. But they don't care about that. And so these people are wearing, they're dressed in their trademark white overalls that somehow, according to this site, symbolizes the toxicity of fossil fuels. I don't know how that works. I mean, if you really want to talk about how toxic CO2 gas is, why not get the costumes, the hazmat costumes that they used in the UK, in Salisbury? Remember the day after the so-called poisoning with nerve gas that kills you in seconds? And after the doctor worked on them on the bench for 30 minutes, the next day they show up with all their hazmat costumes and everything. You know, why not use that kind of stuff if you're trying to get that point across? That was a lot more effective. I mean, even President Trump believed that dog and pony show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have an article from Jonathan Turley. And I was kind of surprised to see this from Jonathan Turley. I don't know. Maybe he buys into all this climate stuff. Certainly sounds like he does. He's wringing his hands over the fact that Carnival cruise ships produce 10 times the sulfur oxide as all 260 million European cars. Think about this. You got 260 million cars in Europe. All the cars in Europe. And of course, we have in one town after the other, they are banning internal combustion engines. And they've said, and in a couple of years, I mean, this is well before 2030, they are going to ban even hybrid vehicles in these European cities. And so they're so concerned about this, focusing solely on the cars. And yet he points out, Carnival cruise ships alone, just one cruise line, produces 10 times the amount of sulfur oxide as all of the cars in Europe combined. 10 times all the cars combined, just one cruise line. This is why they're going to shut down your air travel as well. And they're going to shut down your cruises. I mean, I'm not a cruise taker. My wife will tell you that. She would like to go on a cruise. I've got kidnapped on a cruise once before. ain't happening again. And then he points out, then there was Royal Caribbean Cruises, the world's second largest cruise company. Four times worse than all the cars in Europe. So the biggest one, they produce 10 times the dangerous, there we go, yeah, that's not me, 10 times the dangerous gases, as according to the environmentalists, 10 times the amount of gas as all the European cars, Carnival. The number two, four times the amount of emissions that all of the cars in Europe do. Again, I have to ask you, you know, we see China and India allowed to produce as many coal plants as they wish. No caps on that, even under the Paris Climate Accord. No restrictions on how dirty they are. Can you imagine what would happen if China and India got into the cruise business? Why, the whole world would melt down in a year or two. I mean, you know, it'd just be mass suicide drinking the Kool-Aid by all these people with their climate alarmism if China and India went into the cruise business. But of course, they're not talking about that. Jonathan Turley is. And he's not talking about it to say, well, you know, it just, see how ridiculous this climate alarmism is? No, actually, he ends up by saying, Carnival's slogan is fun for all for fun. But there is a darker reality to these cruises in terms of air pollution. It's like, come on, lighten up, Jonathan. Just to have some fun. Come on. It's there is no problem here, folks. This is nothing but alarmism. This article from notrickzone.com. Consensus, we have 200 plus new papers, scientific papers. Oh, what science has done. It's because science, right? Science is settled, as I've said before. Well, you can't use those two terms. Science is never settled. That's an oxymoron to say that science is settled. Science is never settled. All breakthroughs in science come when somebody challenges the settled science, the conventional wisdom. As a matter of fact, you know, I've mentioned this before. A couple of bicycle builders who are homeschooled challenged the conventional wisdom in terms of the lift tables that were being used by Langley. The guy who was worshipped by the academic establishment, you know, the guy who's head of the Smithsonian and all the academic society, he was trying to build a flying plane as well, but he couldn't get it off the ground. The Wright brothers did. They looked at the charts and said, this doesn't seem right. Why don't we do our own experiments? They came up with their own lift coefficients, and they were able to build a plane that flew because they challenged conventional wisdom. Two homeschoolers. What do they know? Bicycle builders. In the first 5.5 months of 2019, over 200 scientific papers have been published that cast doubt on the position that anthropogenic CO2 emission functions as the climate's fundamental control knob. In other words, that's not the thermostat. That doesn't predict it. Their models are broken. We've seen CO2 go up. We haven't seen the corresponding increase in temperature either. It's not man-made. These 200-plus new papers affirm the position that there are significant limitations and uncertainties inherent in our understanding of climate and climate change. The science is not settled. In other words, we're trying to predict the weather, but not just the weather, which we can't accurately predict on a day-to-day basis. We're trying to predict the climate decades from now. And guess what? The people who can't predict even today's weather that reliably can't predict what the climate is going to be, and their models have been demonstrated to be wrong. But don't let that stop the lawmakers in New York. You know, the same people who just said we're going to give driver's licenses to the people who don't even care about permission to cross the borders, but we want you to have a license because we want to make you legal because we want you to vote. We're your friends. We're going to give you a license so that you can legally get to and from work. Again, these are people who came into this country because they don't care about any travel restrictions. Why would they care about whether or not they have permission to go back and forth to work? And again, I'm not one of these people who believe that my ability to move from place to place is a privilege granted by government. I never gave you that power. You never had it in the Constitution, and I don't surrender that power. I do get a license because I try to live as far as possible peacefully with these dictators out there, but I do not recognize your authority in this. And they don't really, the illegal aliens don't care about this either. But they want them to vote. So now these New York lawmakers, Cuomo and others, now have an historic new climate plan, reports EENews.net. This new legislation calls for reducing emissions by 40% from 1990 levels. And do it by 2030, that magic date, you know, where they're all going to have us locked down. We can't move an inch because we can't have cars. Won't even have any motorcycles. They'll probably go to the extent where they won't let you ride a bicycle either. Because, you know, if you're pedaling, you're going to be emitting more CO2 more rapidly. You're also going to be burning energy. You're going to have to eat more food. We got to cut down those greenhouse gases. Just sit there on the couch and watch the approved news sources, the ones that are approved by Google, the ones that are approved by Microsoft, the one that they've got their little seal of approval on there. You know, just watch those quietly in your home. Do not go outside. They said the remaining 15% of emissions would be offset, making the state carbon neutral. Carbon neutral. They're going to ban hydraulic fracking. They're going to close the state's remaining coal plants next year. Next year. And they want a 40% reduction in emissions by 2030. They have a new Climate Action Council. And they're going to issue recommendations on how to install 6 gigawatts. That'd be gigawatts, Marty. No, it's not, Doc. It's gigawatts. 6 gigawatts of distributed solar by 2025 and 9 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2035 and 3 gigawatts of energy storage by 2030. Well, I'm glad that they've got a council of politicians to solve these technical issues. And of course, what are these politicians going to do? They're going to issue, fatwas, as Eric Peters would call it, mandates. They're going to come up with taxes to throw money at this problem. And, of course, it'll all just somehow magically be solved. All they need is prohibitions and taxes, and they can solve anything. Probably not an engineer among them on this committee to come up with how they're going to generate any of this stuff or store any of this energy. And they're going to need a lot of energy storage because that's the problem with renewables. Energy storage. If you're going to have a steady state grid, that has always been the problem. You put these, this offshore wind collection or solar power out there, what do you get? Certainly with the wind power, as they found in Ireland, they said, well, you know, the power is going up and down. We can't do that on a power grid. That's called brownouts and blackouts. So we'll have to have more wind stations. And they did that in Ireland. They found out that their peaks and valleys just got higher. And lower. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support.
support because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, earlier I was talking about Pete Buttigieg, and as he sat under the tutelage of his Marxist professor, who named himself after Sacco and Vanzetti, his Marxist college professor father and his mother, and he's writing about all these religious connections in a negative way, you know, negative spinning of Christianity in the history of America. Saying, well, it's missionary zeal that got us into Vietnam. No, it's not. No, it's not. Go back and read Real Christian History. You'll see Augustine talking about the qualifications for a just war. You have to be attacked. You have to try to limit the damage just to soldiers. That's why in European countries they would wear uniforms. That's why in Muslim countries they don't. You don't attack unless you are attacked. You try to stop it as soon as possible. Once you get the upper hand, you stop that and so forth. There's all these different ethical considerations that work their way into our Constitution that we now ignore. But, you know, we had a big explosion in America in the 19th century, early 1800s, mid-1800s. We had a lot of different Christian denominations that were started. And, you know, some that were kind of aberrant forms of it. But there was a rapid proliferation of various strains of groups that were Christian or quasi-Christian. And now here in the 21st century, we have new religions that are being spawned that don't have any connection or claim any connection at all to Christianity. As a matter of fact, they're kind of hostile to it. You know, we have the Church of Climatology. We have, which the Pope has now made an ecumenical agreement with. You know, we've got the LGBT Orthodox Church. We got the Marxist Missionary Society. You know, these are the religions of the 21st century. Marxism, LGBT, climate. Those are the bases of our religions now. And we have the Pope, just to underscore this, backing carbon pricing, carbon taxing, to stem global warming. In other words, this is nothing but a move for global government. You have to have a global problem invented. Check that off the box. To push for a global government, and the global government has to be funded somehow with a global tax. Oh, that's it. Oh, works right there. Works for them, doesn't it? So he is calling, and just ask you this, what does this have to do with Catholicism or Christianity, anything like that, right? We want open, transparent, science-based, and standardized reporting on climate risk, he said. And we need a radical energy transition away from carbon to save the planet. The Vatican said the attendees of the closed-door meetings included CEOs of Royal Dutch Shell, BP, ConocoPhillips, Chevron, ExxonMobil, and executives of investment funds. There you go. Like I said before, they're pivoting away from petroleum, you know, the petrodollar. They're pivoting away from petroleum. And at the same time, you got a lot of people who want to pivot away from the dollar because that's been the basis of U.S. hegemony. And so, of course, they're going to create a new type of world currency. But I ask you, what does this have to do with anything that's remotely Christian? Nothing. Nothing at all. Earlier in the program, we had Tucker Carlson taking on the Episcopalian bishop of his diocese where he goes to church. So, you know, why are you talking about reparations between white people and black? Don't you understand anything about Christianity? I mean, Tucker gets it. This leader doesn't. You got Catholics who understand what this is about, but the Pope doesn't. The leaders of these religious institutions have completely departed from Christianity. Like I said, you know, so now the Church of Climatology is what the Catholic Church has become. California bishops are decrying climate disruption and calling for ecological spirituality. Ecological spirituality. Let's worship Gaia. Let's go out and worship the trees. You know, are they, these guys druids or Catholics? What's the deal with this? The disruption of the Earth's climate is one of the principal challenges facing humanity today, with grave implications for the poor. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of Catholics out there who like Lord Monckton. Lord Monckton, I've interviewed multiple times. He is Catholic. And he says, I'm sorry, but carbon dioxide, Pope Francis, is not a satanic gas. There's a lot of satanic gas, however, coming out of the Vatican. Lord Monckton said, the totalitarians got the science wrong. They forgot the sun was shining. So they misallocated the feedback response to the sun, erroneously counting it as part of the feedback response to greenhouse gases. Their predictions should be one-third of their current mid-range estimates. What this means, Your Holiness, is that the global warming that will happen between now and the exhaustion of accessible resources of coal, oil, and gas will be small, slow, harmless, and net beneficial. The same cannot be said of the insane policies currently being inflicted on the world's blameless population by crazed Western extremists that are now unwisely supported by Your Holiness. He says, I invite Your Holiness to speak up for the poor who are poor and dying because of the policies Your Holiness imprudently advocates are not just scientifically unjustifiable, not just theologically off message. They are, not to put too fine a point on it, actually genocidal. This is Lord Monckton, a Catholic, trying to respectfully correct the Pope about this idea. As we got the Catholic bishop saying, it's going to have grave implications for the poor. Yes, it will. Their policies will. As, give an example of this. As they put heavier taxes on energy usage in Germany, you had a lot of retirees, pensioners they call them, who died during the winter because they could not afford to heat their home. You know, they're trying to cut back. They're trying to save on heat. They couldn't heat their home. This has real consequences for people. When you talk about energy usage, whether you're talking about climates where it gets cold or climates where it gets hot, it's not just a quality of life issue. It can also be, and there are scientific studies that show, that energy usage is associated, directly correlated, with life expectancy. In other words, the cheaper and the more widely available energy is, the longer you're going to live. That's a fact. And so Monckton says these policies are going to hit the poor and the elderly the worst. And it's not just unjustifiable from a scientific standpoint. It's not just something that as a theologian you shouldn't even be talking about. It should not be the primary thing that you're concerned with, which is what it is. You know, you got the California bishops, you got the Pope. The Pope is holding conferences with bankers and oil companies. Is he trying to set up some kind of an indulgence system? That's exactly what this carbon credit trading thing is. It's exactly what triggered the Protestant Reformation. The Pope said, you're going to have to pay if you want to work on one of these holy days, holidays. And they had holidays on almost every day. You have to pay in advance an indulgence to allow you to do that. And that's exactly what they want to do. But who do we pay this to? Do we pay it to God? Do we pay it to Gaia? No, we pay it to Al Gore. We pay it to the bankers. We pay it to the oil companies. That should give you a clue.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we're not all going to die because of CO2, but there are things in our environment that are very dangerous. They're being sold to us by the big pharmaceutical companies with the seal of approval of the FDA. I want to talk a little bit here about health. And, of course, one of the articles, I was going to start this out at the beginning of the show because, you know, we have an early morning show. And so I was going to start it out 8 o'clock Central Time, our time. Waking up early can make you healthier and wealthier and wiser if you listen to this program. That's the headline from Market Watch that you'll see on the Drudge Report. Yet 95% of Americans hate mornings. You know, you can have a better morning if you tune into this program. Getting enough sleep is the issue, but also trying to get your body clock reset. They're talking about people who are night owls, people like I used to be. I had to get my body clock reset. Still have a problem getting enough sleep, but there's a lot of different things that you can do to reset your internal clock. And again, just getting enough sleep is a really important issue in terms of health. It affects all kinds of things, including blood pressure, for example. Not having enough sleep. A lot of studies have shown that. But they suggest certain things like making sure that you get outdoor light exposure early in the morning. Well, the problem is that doesn't work for me. I get up too early. The light light doesn't come on until my show starts pretty much. Lights out at the end of the day. Stick to a schedule, they said. And, of course, that's a key part of it. And then move up your meals, obviously. And then they forgot, listen to this show every morning, starting at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. But seriously, as we get into some other health issues, this one really hit home. I saw this on Zero Hedge. A fourth carcinogen has been found in widely prescribed blood pressure medicine. You know, I was, after I had my mild heart attack, I was put on metoprolol by my former doctor. And I quit taking it when I noticed, I was looking, you know, for side effects for this, and I noticed that it was a drug that had a lot of bad results with people, and they said the key problem with it is that almost all of it is made in China, and there are contamination issues with this particular drug. So it's like, okay, well, this one is done. Put that in the trash right there. But I subsequently learned that 90% of all the common drugs that are sold in America, 90% of them are made in China. So they all have this issue. They all have quality issues. And, you know, I've reported on this multiple times. You've had entire regions of China. People have risen up massive protests by the hundreds or by the thousands against elected officials because they had contaminated vaccines. And people died, or contaminated medicine and people died, but several times. I talked about it just in terms of vaccines. I've had multiple problems in China. They get upset about it. We don't here. And I'll tell you why that doesn't happen in this story. What they have found is a fourth cancer-causing compound found inside a high blood pressure drug called Valsartan. It's manufactured by several companies, including Novartis, drumroll, the people who are so intimately tied with the FDA right now. They are essentially the Goldman Sachs, if you will, of the pharmaceutical industry as far as the Trump administration is concerned, this particular FDA administrator. It was found by an online pharmacy called Valisure. This online pharmacy, Valisure, found a solvent known as DMF. They found it in that blood pressure medicine reports Bloomberg. They found it because they were doing tests. Why didn't the FDA alert people? Well, the FDA doesn't do tests. The FDA doesn't do tests. These are, as they point out, they said they found DMF in Valsartan made by 5 or 6 drug makers that it tested. This includes Novartis' own Diovan, which was first approved by the U.S. in 1996. And as Bloomberg noted, the FDA, listen to this, the FDA doesn't regularly test pharmaceuticals, relying instead on companies to ensure that medicines work and are safe. I have said many times that we need to get rid of the FDA, that it is nothing but cover for people who are producing products to have absolutely no liability. They put a seal of approval on it, and everybody assumes that it is safe, which is exactly what a cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic said. Suma Thomas said, I think we make assumptions that drugs, once they're approved by the FDA or once they're on the market for patients, that they're okay and that they're all the same. We need more knowledge, said this cardiologist. And that's why when my doctor responded to my questions by saying, oh, you've been consulting Dr. Google. It's like, well, no, actually, Google's not a good search engine. But yes, I've been looking on the internet for information about side effects because one of us needs to know. And if you're not interested in informing yourself, I'm going to do it because it's my life. And so they point out that the FDA has had the FDA handle this. Well, the FDA didn't find it. Remember, the FDA did not find it. It was an independent organization that's not even tasked with doing that. You got Underwriters Lab. What do? They test electrical devices and they put a seal of approval on. It's an independent organization. It's not a government organization. It's not the federal government putting a seal of approval. Underwriters Lab. If we had private testers of this, and if these people had to get insurance, because, you know, maybe the marketplace really doesn't care, or they can spend so much money on Fox and CNN that you think that it's safe even if it isn't safe. So it'd be good if these people had to actually take out insurance. But, of course, that doesn't happen with vaccines because they don't have any liability. That was removed in 1986. So you're not going to see people showing up and protesting because the media lies to you. The government takes away their financial liability. Even if they are injured, they think something else or they're the only ones or whatever. And so, yeah, nothing happens in America. So what happens when this private online pharmacy does a test and says, oh, wait a minute, this is contaminated with a solvent that is classified by the World Health Organization as a carcinogen. And it adds to worries that this particular blood pressure drug, valsartan, which has seen dozens of its generics recall since July of 2018, July last year. At that time, they found another carcinogen in it, something called NDMA. That was detected in a version of the drug made by a Chinese company. And these drugs are frequently combined with other medicines into a single pill. Make it even harder to find out what's going on with this stuff. And so what is the FDA doing about this? Well, the FDA is telling patients you should continue to take your blood pressure medication even if it's recalled. You hear that? Don't worry about this. You know, don't worry about it. Even if it's recalled, you continue taking it. Now that gets my blood pressure up. Gets my blood pressure really high. You know, we look at the top 10, the big pharmaceutical companies. Humira, which I see advertised every time I go in to get coffee, advertised on Fox News. It's there to work against autoimmune disease. I looked this up. It's like, okay, so they're telling me that the side effects of Humira, tuberculosis and cancer. I thought, what in the world? What in the world is this being used to address? What disease do you have that is so bad that you would risk tuberculosis and cancer and many other side effects to take Humira? Well, it's things like rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases because it causes so much pain. And yet, what is the most effective cure for this? 80 to 90% of the people, thousands of people who have had treatment, stem cells, their own stem cells. That has been outlawed by the FDA. So go try to get some temporary release from with Humira, the sponsors of cable news. And it is the one that they make far and away the most money on. $20 billion, nearly twice as much as the number two drug. And the top 10, three of them are autoimmune. Five of them are for cancer because they want to treat this but not cure it. That's why they banned stem cells.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. a powerful pregnenolone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, you probably saw this article on Drudge a couple of days ago. Young boy saying, I'm feeling great. They say a 10-year-old's life is saved after fighting two bouts of cancer because he was allowed to try a new treatment, an experimental drug, without the government's prior permission. And again, the Democrats, says as Biden is out there saying, I'm going to cure cancer. Donald Trump Jr. said, well, why didn't you do it for the 50 years you've been in political office? Why didn't you do it in the 8 years of Barack Obama? Why didn't you do it before your son died? He didn't say that, but I'm saying that if you have it in your power. Why are you allowing a system that says that everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the government? There is nothing in the Constitution that gives that kind of life or death power to the federal government or any other government for that matter. And it should never have that kind of power. It is a usurpation an unconstitutional usurpation of power for the FDA to even exist. And as I just pointed out, they don't even do their job. They're not testing to find carcinogens in drugs being manufactured in China. An online pharmacy did that. And then the FDA says, yeah, well, you know, yeah, we don't do the testing. We let the manufacturers tell us if it's good or not. And they let the manufacturers tell the FDA what type of treatments they're going to shut down that compete with them because they don't want that kind of competition. And then the FDA says, well, even if it's recalled, you should continue taking this, you know, because it's for high blood pressure. So looking at this particular case, you got a young boy who has been fighting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma since he was 2 years old. Now, maybe he got this some other way, but I just want to underscore, even because CBS will not do it. CBS will not remind you that non-Hodgkin lymphoma is the cancer that is associated with glyphosates. And it's not just farmers who are getting this. It's not just people who are working in groundskeeping that are doing this. We've had several high-profile lawsuits where the juries have decided, but we've also had European governments, the World Health Organization, everybody but the EPA. So thank you, EPA, for keeping glyphosates on the market for Monsanto so that we can increase non-Hodgkin lymphoma throughout the United States. It's not just the people who are working directly with this stuff. It has worked its way into all the different food products, especially cereals. So maybe that's how this kid got it. I don't know. Certainly would raise the risk. So he's had things like a bone marrow transplant. He's had other things. Now he's been allowed, so kind of the FDA, to allow him to try a new drug. Been allowed to do a drug that appears to be working well on him. I'm happy for him. I'm just not happy that we have the FDA. And they said, you know, they had to kind of bend the rules here for him because it is an off-label use. They don't allow this for kids that are under the age of 12. You know, anytime the FDA can qualify something for a specific condition. That's the other part of this. Oh, well, we only allow this drug to be used to treat this specific condition. And if you want to be able to prescribe it for another condition, you've got to do more studies about it, okay? They call that off-label use. So if you have a situation like you got worming medicine that I've talked about on a regular basis, which both NPR and another individual is picked up by a lot of media, Daily Mail and others picked up the story of a man who said he cured himself by using worming medication. NPR did a story about a research scientist. Yeah, we had these rats. We gave them cancer, and some of them got worms, and we gave them worming medicine. And guess what? It cured their cancer, too. That's kind of interesting. We'll look at it. But, you know, it's an off-label use. The FDA has approved worming medicine only for worming medicine, not for curing cancer. That's an off-label use. And his father said, it's heart-wrenching knowing that there is something that could help your child and being told that you can't have it. Can you imagine that? He said, I don't have to imagine it. I know it. I've experienced that. It is heart-wrenching. And I know people that's happened to, people in my family that's happened to. It is an outrage that we allow this government to do that type of thing to us. Why do we allow the government to do that? Why do we allow the government to tell us that we can't try something if we have a fatal condition? That should not be, we should not be accepting that. We have the mentality of slaves to accept that. The mentality of slaves. And we want to talk about how much worse this is going to get. Take a look at this document that was sent to me by Megan Fox, who I interviewed earlier this week, talking about how they are escalating the CPS attacks against families by bringing in mandatory vaccines. Oh, you don't have your kids vaccinated? Oh, well, that's grounds for us to kidnap your kids using CPS. This is legislation that's been put out again by Richard Pan. He's a medical doctor, but I will not refer to him as a doctor. I'm sorry. This guy is a senator, but I will not refer to him as a doctor. The first rule of doctors is to do no harm. And also not to practice medicine on people who are not your patient. Richard Pan, you are no doctor. Any more than Ralph Northam, who would leave a baby to die on the side after it's born, is a doctor. You're not doctors, except in the sense of Joseph Mengele. Anyway, he's put this out. It is just released yesterday. Senate Committee on Health. And they want local health officers during an outbreak of communicable disease or upon the imminent and proximate threat. Oh, so it's not even if it's an outbreak. See, that's the key thing to understand here. This is pre-crime. This is pre-infection. This is pre-disease or pre-sickness. It's quarantine. Quarantine. Quarantine, punishment, lockup of people before they even get sick. So you just have to have a proximate threat of an outbreak or an epidemic that could threaten the public's health. So it's an impending threat that could threaten. You see how far removed this is? Given it gives the state public health officers broad authority. This I'm reading right from the existing law. I'm not summarizing this. This is what the law says. Gives them broad authority to monitor and to prevent the spread of disease. How are they going to prevent it? Oh, well, yeah, that's where they come in with their mandatory vaccines. It's been pushed by Richard Pan for so long. They want you to adopt and enforce regulations requiring strict or modified isolation, to take measures as necessary to take possession or control of the body of any living person. Hear that? Think about that. Take possession or control of the body of any living person just with a imagined threat. They don't have to be sick, even. To quarantine, isolate, inspect, disinfect persons, animals, houses, property, and so forth, and destroy such objects as bedding, carpets, household goods, furnishings, materials. They're giving themselves carte blanche to do anything they want to anybody. And, of course, we've seen this for a very long time. Look at the war on drugs, which was a UN agenda. The Hill reported back on February 4th this year, marijuana access is associated with decreased use of alcohol, tobacco, and other prescription drugs. Oh, isn't that just the opposite of what we were told with reefer madness? It decreases the use of these other drugs, including prescription drugs? Ah, now we know, don't we? Now we know the real reason why we had marijuana prohibition, because it decreases the use of prescription drugs. And it also decreases the use of alcohol and tobacco. Can't have that. Those people have a lot of clout in Congress. 70% of respondents said that they substituted cannabis for prescription medication. 45% substituted cannabis for alcohol. 31% said that they used marijuana in place of tobacco. 31% they said they stopped using booze altogether. 37% reported reducing their intake by at least 75%. There you go, right there. And it was CBD, not the THC, that did it. CBD. The THC is what gets you high. The CBD is what helps you to be healthy. And so they found that instead of taking sleep aids, antidepressants, pain medication like opioids and so forth, that they were taking CBD instead. I can't have that. A 2019 study by a team of Canadian researchers reported the use of marijuana is associated with a discontinuation of benzodiazepine. It is a popular anti-anxiety medication responsible for over 11,500 overdose deaths in 2017. So it's not only is it not a gateway drug, it is an exit drug. See, the gateway drugs are the things like Humira. That's a gateway to chemotherapy when you get cancer or some of these other dangerous drugs. Folks, we're just about out of time. It's going to get into some of the political back and forth, but there's no time for that today. We'll cover that tomorrow. Make sure that you go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have an emergency sale there. We really do need your support, as I pointed out. Hillary Clinton hates us. She's still fixated on us, and rightfully so. And we're proud of you for helping us to stop her. You can help us to stay open. Take a look at the products we have. They're 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. That's our program for today. Thank you.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. all InfoWars best-selling live products. All of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.